Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yes, lads, day 19!
You're not 19 forever.
Killed it.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtains.
Hit them in curtains.
A life is full. I've traveled each
and every highway, but no.
Four to go, lads, nearly there.
Can you actually believe we're here, mate?
Nah, I can't.
After Michael Gardine, wow, nearly ruined everything for us in the first night.
Nearly got up and go shut down, man. Mate, I don't know how you never crashed that motor on that journey up A9, man.
Mate, honestly. Didn't receive a penny for his performance as well.
Get him back on just for a wee bit of redemption because
actually,
he's the only man in the show that's got his bare arse out.
That's what I was going to say. I actually kind of see any show we're doing and I come out on the stage and you look back at the couch, I can still just see Mitch's arsehole looking back at him, man.
And he was desperate to get it out. That was the strangest thing.
Anyone got another shite story?
The best was the crowd reaction, man. Not one person
laughed. Baffled, mate. The crowd was so bad.
The scripted pig off.
But there's a life lesson. First show we'll admit, we were underprepared, Andy Murray. No practice. And that's what happened. No practice, mate. That's what you get.
I won, but
we were shocking, eh?
But then since then, we've been flying.
Rock and roll in it the last 2 weeks.
Next up, drinking this. I want you to be full Brent today.
You're a big mate messaged. Said he was buzzing as to what I'm doing.
Who is that?
Capaldi.
Did he?
Said he was buzzing.
Obviously.
No, he said you won it.
Did he?
Aye. The second one. He said the first one with Leanne. He said, I took it. He said, I looked composed, but he said, the second one, I just kept going back to the same point. Uh-huh. Saying, I think Rudiger's better.
But who the fuck's here to tell us? What? Do you know what, Toto? He's sitting saying who won who, but he's not got the balls to come on here and debate.
I know. That's what I was curious. Like, he's been at a lot of the shows. Why is he not coming to every podcast?
Let's put the gauntlet out, Tom.
Aye.
Stop giving it the beginning text and come on. Could be here tonight.
Aye, he's coming tonight.
He could be coming tonight.
By the way, what about that look, Lavolpe?
Oh, he's the man, isn't he?
I mean, he could be the best, isn't he?
Could be the best one, what were you going to say?
But even Lewis Capaldi said that, eh? He said he's the next big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what about that tune we're listening to change room last
night? No. Gives a wee run. He has got the best story of all time.
You should get him on stage to tell the story he tells
us. He'll come on.
Unbelievable. I think he'd come on.
I don't know if they'd understand him.
What is he, Aberdeen or something?
That's a strong accent.
But his story about him in Liverpool is
great wee guy,
sensational.
I think he's up there with the best ever, isn't it?
Aye. I think it is the best. The way he tells it in that as well, probably my favourite story ever.
Because it's one of those stories that you start picturing in your head. And when you start picturing the story in your head, you know you're involved.
Can we just say, I want to ask you, see when Capaldi sits and watches Open Goal, I'm imagining him in his
pants.
Pierre Cardin boxers, top on, crumbs all over him, sitting
the
watching
wee
us.
The wee socks with CBC through socks.
See, I'm thinking.
So I thought it
would be Mark. I'm thinking similar to like the Davy Martindale look.
What, a vest?
Aye, just vest on. Fucking pats sitting there with like a packet of Doritos, large Coke.
Strumming his
pain with his fingers.
Thank you, watches out. Thank you, watches out.
Tell you what, good flexibility, by the way.
That was decent on my hands. Right, we need to mention Grosvenor Sport. Again, if you bet £10 in any match, you get £30 in free bets.
Brilliant, that offer.
I know.
And just to let everyone know, that's all we're getting paid for doing these 22 shows, £30 in free bets.
I know. See, that works out £660. That's not decent. All right.
Listen, give the people, aren't we?
That's it.
Right. See, what I was thinking, mate, I'm no joking, right? See all these shows, genuinely, right? See all these shows with the crowd that's here? In the atmosphere. I do like Open Goal could have one of the biggest
Follow-ons
in Scotland and one of the best atmospheres. Like Celtic Rangers, right? The atmospheres are on Champions League nights, but our crowds are unbelievable every show, aren't they?
Right, another big scalp was taken last night, Belgium. Kev, you've got a big dry scalp, so I'll ask you. Surprised by
the firework, right?
I didn't, you know what, right? Every morning I wake up with a wee shower. See, this morning I woke up, I thought, fuck that. Couldn't be arsed. Straight in, wee spray, couple of scooshes of the aftershave. Chucked on a teaser with mere holes in it than your face, but however. I've just rocked up today and can't be arsed.
Why have you only got one button?
I don't know.
Then you didn't.
Is there? Oh. Clever man. Who's turned up a shambles this morning?
He's got some energy to life in it. He looks like he's slept on the radiator with the jet last night, didn't he?
I don't know what's
going
on.
Was that what happened last night?
Get a closer on that, please.
He's had a breakdown.
He's had a breakdown, hasn't he? Something's happened, man.
I've had a breakdown. Right, anyway.
No, Belgium. Do you know what it is? She's raging with the electricity bill because the jets had been turned up in summer.
It's after, eh?
And Belgium's breakdown last night. It's not really a big scalp because Italy's a good side.
Yeah.
Right.
Part of the game of the tournament. I'm going to tell you too much about it. No, but I think on the basis of...
Look at your nipples, man.
What is having the jet been in there?
Oh, my God, I'm on, man, this morning. What are you laughing at? So, anyway, Belgium's out, boys. Surprise, no. Does Martinez get the sack? Aye. Let's move on.
This guy, unbelievable, isn't he?
He's made this
motivation for
what time are we playing cricket today?
He's got the smallest collar I've ever seen, man.
The smallest what?
Collar.
Is it? I don't even know.
Martinez, don't believe the hype.
Listen, I've always thought about him. I don't know where it...
You were wanting his assistant to get the Celtic job of her?
I think his assistant's better than him.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where it all comes from, Martinez. Listen, the man he always uses is he won the FA Cup, but...
Got listen,
that's brilliant, but he got them relegated. I think
he's
got a big name for it.
So what you're saying is anyone can do well on a one-off game, a.k.a. Rüdiger.
You're going to say that there. Cup fit, wasn't it? No, listen, I just think I don't know where he gets the hype score, and I've hearing his name getting touted for Barca and Real and all that. I think I was one of them that said it, but nah, I know for me. But then I was actually thinking, see Mancini, right? Is he the best manager in the tournament? So you see what he's done in club football.
Yeah.
Then you look at maybe Enrique, who's won a Champions League with Barca, but Mancini's won much more than... I don't know, I'm trying to think of other managers that's won a lot of stuff, I don't know.
And kind of international managers?
Because international managers are never really the top, like your best managers, obviously, in
usually
club football.
Usually get it,
do you know what I mean? So I think Mancini... Maybe Andy called it early on, and maybe that was his thinking, do you know what I mean? Maybe got the best manager there. Yeah, I'm trying to, because Southgate's never managed, is he? Well, was it
Middlesbrough. He's managed Middlesbrough.
So Jamie O'Hara. I don't know.
That's a good shout, no? Because
great shout.
He's went under the radar quite quietly. But now, obviously, it's a big test against Spain in the semi-final, but Italy look decent, eh?
Yeah.
They've got, both ends are very good. Very good at stopping it with the two centre backs, big Cellini and the other
boy. If you've got the two, though, Kevin, at the back, you've got half a chance, didn't
you? Simon, see when we go into football, but you obviously had your argument with Rüdiger and Stones about defending, how you could come out. See, they two, they're just no-nonsense defenders. Yeah. And in the way that Italy play...
Who? Benucci. Oh, Benucci can play.
But they two,
that's what I said, they've got a good balance.
Aye, the balance
Cellini
is there,
defends,
so
he can play.
It's a win-win, you know what I mean? And I just think, and then obviously, Mobley up front with the boy, I keep getting his name wrong, Tony. Who's
that?
Luca Tony.
What's his name?
What's his name?
He retired a year ago.
No, Luca Tony. The boy was just there, Telly. What's his name?
Balotelli.
Fuck off, you twats. Somebody help me out here. Luca Telly. There you go.
He's a midfielder.
I know, but what I'm saying is, they've got a good Ranger players. Peter can attack.
Yeah.
But no, they're... I don't know, I just think Belgium last night missed too many good opportunities.
Yeah.
Big Lukaku's missed one on a plate.
Yeah. See, the thing is about Mancini, though, I think what I like about Mancini as well is he doesn't get talked up as much as a Martinez because he doesn't use the buzzwords.
Yeah.
No, he just tells it as it is, and he's obviously very well organised, but everyone seems to jump on hype with these younger managers who, like you say, actually have not won any, but they talk really well about the they seem to talk really well about the game and words that we've never heard before, and I think everyone jumps on that hype.
You walk into a changing room and everybody's laughing. Mancini walks in it.
He walks in doing that.
They're all buzzing. No, don't stop. And he wants him to continue doing it. Do you know what I mean, though? You get that presence about Mancini. But just before we go on, the greatest coffee that's ever been made.
Wow,
and it minted and the best ice cream.
The beans are unbelievable, aren't it?
The greatest bean of all time.
Yeah.
Make sure you get yourself a Langf, and this is going to go to the top. We open goal.
Where is it? Is it possible?
No, Byers Road.
Oh, Byers Road. Sorry, I thought it was Postle, though.
They chased out a Postle, didn't they? Postle. Why do people keep calling it Postle?
Postle. Right, we'll do Italy have enough to win it. It's going to be an Italy-England final, isn't it?
It's looking like it.
I don't like it, but you just don't know. You really don't know that Ukraine...
So see with what you say there, right? Italy have obviously got a good team. England have got a good team. Will it, if it does go to the final, will it come down to managers?
I think if Italy play England in the final, it's cagey, isn't it? Both. I don't think there's a...
The thing is, the Italians have always been renowned for being defensively strong. But I think this tournament we're seeing a different kind of Italian side. So, defensively they are strong, but they're more attacking, I think. Like last night, that was end-to-end stuff. And like some of the games before, Italy scored a lot of goals in the tournament. I think that if it was to be an England-Italy final, it will come down to the managers. But I think if you've got to the final playing away, why would you change it in the final? That's how it looks. So, Gareth Southgate, he likes to overthink things. Like obviously his team that he played in the last 16 there, will that be the same team? Because you're looking at Declan Rice taking cramp, he's got a booking. Potentially if he gets booked the next game he could miss it. So I don't know, he's just
I'm going.
So does he rest players tonight? No rest players because you need to win the game, I still think Spain can cause Italy problems as well.
Yeah.
It's the tournament of the unknown, really, because everybody who we think is going to go through, are they going through? Yeah. We touted Holland, popped out. We touted Germany, popped out.
France,
we went for Belgium because of Maloney. They popped out.
I know, but I think we did say from the start, to be fair, that Belgium were never really...
Defensively worried me for the start. For Marlon, is this...
For Tongan's their captain, mate.
For Marlon's seen the three, the middle centre-half. Mm. He's playing in Japan.
Mm.
Well, I'm not saying any disrespect to the Japanese league. It's a great J-League, but I just think, mate... I sometimes think with the three at the back as well, like you're chasing the game last night, what's the point in having three centre-halves?
Yep.
Just get somebody else on attack, I don't know.
Well, this Belgium golden generation, will they go down as like underachievers, similar to England golden generation? But I agree, like why? Because they've happened to have De Bruyne, Hazard and Lukaku.
Aye.
But other than that, mate, I didn't see much in their team that I think that...
No.
It's a full squad and amazing players.
I think at the time though, like you had... Alderweireld,
Vertonghen
and stuff. And they
were playing for Tottenham, mate.
Was he not at Atletico, Alderweireld at one point?
Yeah, maybe he was.
And then the wee boy Mertens was there as well, who was at Napoli.
That's Mertens, aye.
At that time, but were they better than like your France, Germany at the time? I don't think they were.
Nah.
But then again, I don't know, you've got Martinez at the front of the train, do you know what I mean? So, was he ever going to lead them to glory? I don't know.
I think Martinez might have been the problem. No, the team's capable, but I think...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It might be one of those like scenarios where the players have more say than the manager.
Yank.
I just hear this feeling that, like, De Bruyne, does he more have more say in terms of, because everyone's around him, it's how they play is around him. So I don't know, I just, at the end of the day, like you say, is it a golden generation that's been underachievers? Aye, possibly. But at the same time, there's been other good teams, international teams in years gone by that have underachieved. So it's no easy playing international football and winning competitions. Only the very, very best do it.
It's mad to be talking about the motor, right? It's now like any time a video comes out of a coach actually coaching, everyone's like, that's amazing.
Aye.
That's what every coach I've ever had does.
I know.
Exactly. Like all, everyone thinks, oh, amazing, he's telling them to move the ball quick.
I know.
Tell boys in league.
I know, that's the job to do that. Do you sit there and say just... you know what I mean? Oh my God, that manager speaking to his players, wow, that's new stuff. Please, get a grip of yourself, man.
Please do that again.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're reading these things this morning and saying, oh, this, the coaches are, I just, it's some of these journalists need to get their head at their arse.
Oh, that's unbelievable, man.
Sick of it.
You're back.
I'm just looking at things that are so obvious in life. Oh my God, a manager speaking to his players, that's amazing.
I know.
Anyway, move
right.
On.
Semi-final, obviously Spain beat Switzerland, but not convincing again, eh?
No.
Penalties. But the Swiss again, well set up, good team.
I don't think nowadays, Simon, that...
Maybe Buddha.
Please take that in there. I don't think nowadays, Simon, but it happens anymore. Big teams hammer that.
We were talking about last night, man. I don't think football's as good as what it was, mate.
No.
The big teams used to be unbelievable.
Aye.
And now it's football's got so...
I always think, to we talk about Scotland 23 years ago. See that Brazil team that were 98 World Cup?
Yeah.
They were next level.
Yeah.
Like, every time they played, there wasn't a dull performance, and you thought, they've not played well today. They played well every game. Ronaldo did things.
Well.
The Spanish team with Torres, Iniesta, and all these guys, they were unbelievable. Whereas now...
It's because it's been so tactical, Kev.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a game of tactics,
it's,
now, isn't it?
It's overthinking something that's so simple.
Who's the players this tournament has got arses off seats? Mate, there used to be five or six, man.
Who's the player in this tournament that the kids are going to run about wanting to be in the streets?
Phil Jones.
Rudiger.
Rudiger.
Phil Jones.
It is, Tony. It's like...
It's,
I'm sick of it. I've said it for years.
Bring back individual... Brilliance, please.
Aye.
Please let players take players on. I've not seen a step over a full tournament, man.
I know, it's...
Has there been a player that's lit it up?
Nah.
I
mean, you're talking about Ronaldo being top scorer. Did they not score like 4 penalties or something? I don't know who else is... But is they?
You've been the star of your tournament.
Unless we've missed somebody, I don't know.
That's gone viral, that.
Right, England night, we'll be here. We're on at 4 o'clock today, lads. Early
I know,
start.
It's early start.
Unbelievable, mate. Yeah,
good,
isn't
it?
Wild.
So, do you think we'll Southgate change it up a bit, weaker opposition?
I think he potentially could drop Rice and put Henderson in. Because.
You don't want to drop your Rice on it, that's the worst thing that can happen.
No,
especially if you've done it.
You're just me saying a couple of weeks ago.
You would eat it off the floor. See if you dropped your Rice, you'd eat it off the floor, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course, you would. 5 second rules, aye.
So, who'll come in for him, sorry?
I think John Henderson might come in because he's on a booking. And he'd cramped in the last game, potentially maybe a wee bit of fatigue there, and he might just say, because if you swap them two, it's very, very light for light.
No, but we'll not see Grealish, Foden start this game.
I think so. I think Saka, and I don't know if he'll drop Sterling because he is flying, but maybe Saka will come out. Jamie O'Hara said that he would change the full 11.
Did he?
We need to get that slug back on FaceTime, didn't we?
Last night in TalkSport? Was he saying something like...
I said they should change the full 11. It was like, because the full 11 that changed, will still be much better than Ukraine. His Ukraine's been poor though, haven't they?
Yeah. I know, but you can't do that, can you?
No.
I would never change a back four.
No.
No, I don't think they would, because...
If no one can see the goal, why would you change a back four? That's just nonsense for O'Hara. Isn't it though?
I don't know.
What's he talking about?
He's let's just, like, he talks to keep himself relevant.
We need to get you and O'Hara 1-1.
No.
Do you remember at the start of the O'Hara one, where it was just like friendly and that, and you just came from out of nowhere? Do you remember that?
But just out of nowhere, I just somebody's tournament up, innit?
But I played over 100 games in the Premier League. I played 35.
Shut up.
If I played 35 sub appeals, it's fine.
You said that there as if you played more than him, though.
I know. No, didn't he? I know, but what I'm trying to say is, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, this Tottenham legend, I think he only played, like, 30 games at Tottenham. But I don't really buy into it. Like, people say to me, oh, you played in the Premier League, I've only played 35 sub appeals. It's no great to shout about, you know what I mean? 35 starts, maybe 15 goals, I've rum your gums a bit, but...
Rum your gums?
I'm here about a shock, aren't they?
Rum your gums.
Rub your gums.
This guy is on fire.
By the way,
if you work in Zara Glasgow,
no, it's Gucci.
Do not accept that as a return.
Did you get the boss shorts back okay?
Ah, they're back there. That's Gucci.
What colour is that? Cream? Like your dad's boxers.
Class your teeth getting your cream stripes on there.
Your teeth.
Mate, he's looking well today, isn't he?
Yeah, he's looking
cream
good.
Trousers, cream trousers, cream jumper, cream teeth.
Yeah, how bad did I say that the other day when I dressed up as a Brave Fat? And there was a picture after it. I was sitting with people, man, I smiled. With big yellow teeth in it. Can you believe it, eh? A shambles in it.
Brilliant, man. Right, only one winner, England, Ukraine. Or is anyone going to put their neck on the line and rum their gums?
Just rum your gums, mate.
You think Ukraine will get anything there?
No, I'd love to see aye, but I don't think we get a chance. I think that's just 2-0 England.
Okay. I think England win it comfortably, si.
Yeah, same. Last one's Denmark.
Denmark
versus Czech. Who do you fancy?
I want the Danish to do it. I want Denmark to win it, mate. It just obviously it's all like, I think everybody does. But Czech, mate.
Czech, mate. We're not playing chess.
But Czech,
Czech, mate.
That's a shambles, isn't it? Czech Republic, mate, they ain't no fools.
All right.
They,
no?
No. They ain't no fools, they're a decent side.
Who's their best player?
Shrek. Isn't it? Up front. He's frightened, that boy.
Yes.
So I think, listen, I think Denmark will just get out of the line. That could be a pen job, that.
Penalty job, of her. Kev, what are you thinking?
I think I think Denmark, because of the whole Christian heritage, I'd like to see them go as far as they can. But the Czech Republic's been near mugs.
Mm.
Big Suchek up front, decent.
Suchek plays in midfield, mate.
Midfield, never been a striker. He's played the Premier League all last year, centre midfield.
Who did you say was the other man? Who's the man that scored the goals?
You want Suchek and Sean Mooney up front?
Slick.
Big Suchek up front.
Big Slick.
Suchek look at Tony.
You've morphed into Frank McAvaney in this.
Mate, honestly, I've just had a shock look at this morning. It's because I've not had a shower. I feel like I'm not quite ready for it.
I like you like his butt.
It's good when he's all
I don't, because this is just going to, like, people get to watch and go, like, big man's in a fucking shocker again.
No,
but look at the nipples, man.
They're so big.
Mate, I swear. Because so I was.
You don't like they've been half chewed.
I was feeding the veins this morning.
This guy is returned to the best,
God.
He's on fire. Right, your decision game, Grosvenor Sport, tonight's round is worth $2,500.
Brilliant.
No bad. Right, Czechs v Denmark, both teams to score 90 minutes, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, total shots on target to be an odd number. Wow.
Jesus.
What is that?
1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13.
Why would you ask that? What do you mean?
They've lost their heads. They've basically had a Kevin Kyle here, haven't they? Total they've just lost their heads. And
total shots
ended.
On target to be an odd number.
I'll just say aye.
That cries a desperation.
Karol Baborski to be booked.
Just say it. Yeah. Taking a look at Tony.
Look at Telly.
Right, total shots to be an odd number, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
9 plus corners including extra time?
No.
Yes.
Denmark 56% plus possession?
Yes.
Yes.
And lastly on this game, 4 plus cards?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No? Nah. They're not dirty, these two?
Nah.
Nah, they're not dirty.
Need it to be dirtier, don't they?
Aye.
Ukraine v England, Saka or Sterling to score in 90 minutes?
Nope. Don't know play.
Right, okay. What, both dropped, eh? Both, no dropped, but both.
Aye, maybe just.
Replaced.
Aye.
I think Sterling will score.
So, yes,
you're saying. Isn't he, Sterling?
Aye, he's been good.
Mentality's strong, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. 9 plus corners, including extra time?
Nah.
Yes, I think England will get them. England play for corners.
Did they?
Aye.
See, right. See on the Sterling thing, we may as well start, because we've spoken about this as well. Man City are going to buy a guy for 100 million who Sterling's been playing a header for a full tournament.
Mental.
Who is it they're trying to buy?
Grealish, 100 million, same position.
Mate, see with Raheem Sterling, they keep writing that boy off and he just keeps producing on the world stage. Man, I don't care what anybody says, the boys.
Man, you're saying Sancho and he's not played a game?
72 million. You would take him for that, though. He's reckoned the Bundesliga is good now.
No, you know, he's a good player, I'm just saying, but it's meant with the money now, they don't play for that.
So 9 plus corners, including extra time?
No.
No? You're saying yes. England 59% plus possession.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Aye. Okay. Ukraine to score 90 minutes.
Nah.
Nah.
Will they even look at the goal, Ukraine?
No. Nah. Not interested.
4 plus cards in 90 minutes.
Yes. Ukraine will get frustrated. Stop chopping players.
Nah. I'll say nah.
Do you start getting dirty when you're frustrated?
Oh, aye. Very.
Kevin, Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.